You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
My name is Sylvia Paris Drummond. My family is part of the Black Loyalists who came here during the 1700s. I come from Mulgrave, Guysborough County. I'm the second youngest of 15 children. My father and my mother were both very active in my life. Both had passed away when I was quite young. And we learned from being with them the importance of taking care of our family. And our family wasn't just those who were blood relatives, they were community as well. So I learned a lot about community support and community engagement. Did my studies at a couple of universities and landed in Halifax in the mid-90s for work. Worked at various jobs, mostly associated with government. And then recently had the opportunity to join the Delmore Buddy Day Learning Institute, which is a not-for-profit organization which focuses on working with African Nova Scotians, communities, learners of all ages to support academic and economic success. We here at the Institute are involved in Afrocentric research, the publication of Afrocentric resources for use in the public school system and beyond, working with youth to enhance their leadership skills, and doing some general community engagement work. So my passion for working with communities, as I said, is grounded in my family roots. I've had the opportunity to be mentored and supported by some amazing individuals within community. And I think that has all kind of come together for me in June of 2015 when I started here to make the opportunity for me to contribute in this way. I think being rooted is very important, and I think we maintain strong rootedness by understanding the historical African Nova Scotian experience, our ancestry, also though by understanding our heritage historically as well as contemporary, in the contemporary way who we are. But what I would highlight maybe in terms of how we can see some immediate impact is the resource that we developed called the ABCs of Viola Desmond, which is used in all the grade 3 classrooms in the regional education centers across the province to help empower learners for reading. It's using a guided reading approach. So we have this book that tells the story of this courageous Black woman who took a social justice stance and impacted a community where she was growing up, but also the province, and now we're understanding the country and beyond. So we think that's a very impactful thing. We have resources that are available, the Times of African Nova Scotians, volumes 1 and 2, and related notable Nova Scotian posters 1, 2, and 3 that teach about the history, heritage, and the contemporary Nova Scotians, African Nova Scotians. Certainly in terms of a space that is both for office work and programming and for community, we're very proud of where we're located now. 5450 Cornwallis Street in Halifax is where the Delmore Buddy Day Learning Institute is. And this is space that is so integrated in our programming work. It's a fabulous space that we were very mindful to ensure that it represented cultural connections. So we have Ndikra symbols and Ngusisabo symbols, which are also Ndikra and base, that give us a story way of talking about how we see leadership, how we see community, how we see faith. We have within this physical space an opportunity for folks to come together to help us deliver our education mandate, so in ways that are both creative and engaging, and that can reach across the province because of our technology. So yeah, so if I answer the question from a perspective of impact, those would be the couple of things that we focused on. And in terms of the youth enhancement in terms of leadership, we just in June completed our inaugural Ancestral Roots Awards ceremony. And that had 25 young adults from across the province be acknowledged for their work in various areas, justice, health, education, how they have contributed. And they're going to continue to work with us on other projects. So So I think, like I said, kind of not wanting to miss talking about the African Nova Scotian history challenges, which happens in the public schools on an annual basis, starts in October with its launch and culminates in February and March. And that's another way, creative way to help learners learn about themselves, so the African Nova Scotian learners, but to help all learners understand African Nova Scotian history and contributions. We're engaged in research to help provide policy advice and to help educators in their instructional approach. So it's really from an impact perspective. I think we're quite proud of what we've been doing over our last years of being active, which the organization itself was established in 2012. And as I said, I came in 2015. Well, we have, I think, two things that we talk about in a symbolic way that I'll mention. We talk about Sankofa and we talk about Ubuntu. So Ubuntu is an understanding that in some kind of like statement ways, your success is my success and our humanity is entwined. Sankofa tells us that we need to be able to go back, take from our history what has been informing to us, influential with a strong, and bring that into the presence. So our roots in terms of understanding where we are connected in terms of the continent is very important to us. And the translating of that information as facts is important. So again, it brings us back into what we're doing with our Department of Education and Early Childhood Development, particularly in the African Canadian Services Division, in that partnership, as we're working together to develop a resource that talks about that historical facts and yet also brings contemporary African Nova Scotians into the story. So the rootedness is important, and so we do that in symbols. We do that in demonstration ways about how this particular space is laid out and the openness and the welcoming of it. And we do it also kind of in engagement ways that recognizes our diversity within our diversity, but values the cross-connectedness of us. So we all share resilience. We all share an understanding of the importance of community and supporting community and being communal in how we do our things. So there's things that we understand that are clearly common and integrated in our approaches. So the appreciation of from where we come and knowing thyself are important. In terms of thinking about that, I think we all historically here, and again, probably in a contemporary, understand the foundation of standing on, you know, Mother Africa. So our phraseology comes from there, of understanding in terms of some of the institutions that are our stronghold, the church, the way that we began our education on our mums, our aunties, knees, you know, in that regard. So we do appreciate and value the importance in that regard. And we try to talk about understanding that collectively. So women, so our mums, our fathers, our uncles, our grandfathers, our grandmothers, like how they have found ways to be together and supportive together to help ensure that the community is strong and that the youth and the children in that community have strong role models to look up to in that. So understanding kind of the rootedness of things and the contributions, we try to talk about in a strong way as possible how a holistic approach is important. So the contributions of all in a way that is demonstrating an appreciation where we come from and the strength and the resilience that for those of us who came in different ways, Black Loyalists has mentioned by myself already, but in other ways, planters, you know, different kind of migrations of folks here, forced and some by choice, that all of those needed to come together and say, on this ground in which we've been put, that it may not have meant to be welcoming, we are going to survive, right? And so the surviving and the thriving that we see today is able to be looked at in a circular way because it does come back from a rooted place. We haven't got a full program, but in a general way, it's a place to kind of have a walk through and see what it looks like. And as we love the Doing community, talk amongst ourselves, right? To share our stories about how people feel connected when they come into the space. And talk to us, too, about what they see in the future for the space.
So the DBDLI is the abbreviated version, but the Delmar Buddy Day Learning Institute is an institute set up for to address the needs of African Nova Scotian and African Canadian education needs within the education system. And the institute is the location where a lot of that groundwork takes place. My involvement with the institute has been 5 years now. When they launched their, I'll say, opening in 2013, but the roots go back deeper than that. And I'll say the structure itself, the opening of the structures itself, go back to 2013. I became involved with the institute, and I saw the opportunity to have effect change. Not just as an outsider, but being more engaged in the process of the education process itself. And the Institute, you know, has a valid role in what it does to affect that change. The main roles that the Institute plays in ensuring that resources are incorporated into the education system that capture the story of African Nova Scotians, their history, their culture, their heritage, and the contributions that African Nova Scotians have made on numerous fronts, ranging from, yes, education, politics, business, health. It runs the full gambit as far as areas that African Nova Scotians have influenced and made contributions to Nova Scotian, to Nova Scotia, the province, and the economy, and the culture. Yeah, so we're really excited about the space now, and we've been in the space since June, so it's only been a couple of months, and we're discovering more and more about the capabilities that we now have with just more space. Our previous offices were small, but having more space has given us the opportunity, I'll say, to spread our wings, to be more inviting to the community overall, because now we have space to invite community in, to come, to share, and to be a part of, you know, the change that we're trying to effect in education. I think the responsibility of the local media is very important. I mean, nowadays, it's easy for people to get their news on their phone or through an app. That tends to be more global in scope. I think the local media is where the important news is coming from. Why? Because it's local, and local news tends to be good news. Well, when we hear about mass media, if you tune into your evening news or your late night news, it tends to be more bad than good. But I believe local media's role is to really promote all the good stuff that's happening in, you know, our local community.
Have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.